You're listening to the news and music program on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our English news. This morning at 10 up in the Industrial Zone, Kansas City's Agriculture and Rural Development Department solemnly held a ceremony to export the first shipment following the protocol signed between Vietnam Agriculture and Rural Development Ministry and the General Administration of Customs of China. The first durian export consignment of 18 tons is exported by Ngoc Minh LS, one member limited liability company. Speaking at the ceremony to officially export the first shipment of durian to China, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hè highly valued the joint efforts exerted by related units and farmers so that today durian of Kansas can be officially exported to China while giving instructions on tasks in need of being carried out so as to comprehensively develop durian planting areas and boost the building of planting areas to serve for export. Focusing resources on removing difficulties for the compensation for clearance and resettlement tasks, organizing more direct meetings with people, and timely solving and reporting results of the floor revocation task in line with procedures, directed by Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trương Việt Trường at a conference to review the basic construction work in 2022 and outline task solutions for 2023, taking place yesterday afternoon. Although many efforts were made in 2022, the disbursement of capital did not meet requirements. Any problems revolving around the construction progress and quality of projects must be cleared in time. This is the instruction given by Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Văn Hồng at a working session with ODA Project Management Board leaders of Bình Thủy Upper District Construction and Design Units of Bidding Packages of the Project of Developing Kansas City yesterday morning. From the report presented by the construction unit, the projects of Urban Resettlement Zone, the first phase, Hoàng Quốc Việt Street, are encountering site clearance problems. Floors have not been cleared continuously. The power system has not been rebooted either, causing the delay in these projects. According to Kansas City's Industry and Trade Department, the import-export situation of the city so far this year has had many active changes. In the first 2 months of this year, goods export turnover and foreign currency services got over $352 million. Goods import turnover was nearly $87 million. Seafood and rice are items of Kansas City that are exported to various markets and are predicted to be able to expand their markets from now to the end of the year. In conformity with the plan of Kansas City People's Committee on Building New-Style Rural Areas, in conjunction with the development of agriculture, industry and service, publicizing and multiplying the OCA Products Program, localities of Kansas City have achieved certain results. Last year, the city recognized 51 OCA products, more than 50% higher than the set plan, bringing the total OCA products of the city to 92, including 58 products ranking 4 stars and 34 others ranking 3 stars. Yesterday afternoon at Kantar College of Culture and Arts, Ankhan High School and Kantar College of Culture and Arts jointly held the program to report the theatricalization of literary and historical works. It's the joint plan between the two schools. This is the first program that adapts historical events in the 1945-1954 period to musical and cải lương routines, with Võ Thị Sáu as the main character. The program was performed by teachers and students of Ankhan High School and Kantar College of Culture and Arts and lasted in 40 minutes. More theatricalization works are planned to be performed by the two schools in the coming time. The second Vietnam Book and Reading Culture Day 2023 will take place from April 15 to May 1st with a theme entitled Books, Awareness, Renovation, Creativity and Books for Me and for You. This is a chance to spread the reading culture among public civil servants and laborers, contributing to building a cultural value system and standard for Vietnamese people. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.